Bible study, a time to study, ask questions, and fellowship around the Word of God with Apostle Kyron and Pastor Kimberly Buford of New Antioch Christian Fellowship of Stafford, Virginia, with Breaking Chains and Young Adult Talk. Join us live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 858-357-9137.
Well, praise the Lord, and thank you for joining us on another Breaking Chains with New Antioch Christian Fellowship of Stafford Tuesday Night Bible Study. I'm your host, Pastor Kimberly Buford, along with Apostle Kyron Buford. And as is our habit, before we go into our Bible study, let us go before the Lord, go before His throne. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for grace, Lord God, great grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for your loving kindnesses, Lord God. We thank you for divine health, divine wealth, and divine prosperity. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, saving our souls. We thank you for protecting us as we go forth, Lord God, as we travel to and from our jobs. Thank you, Lord, for protecting our families as everyone goes in their different directions. Thank you, Lord God, for encamping your holy warring angels about us as we sleep and slumber day in the evenings, Lord God, and as we rise in the mornings, Lord God. Thank you for your keeping care and your protection. Father, we repent of every sin, shortcoming, attitude, failing, anything in us that does not reflect you, Lord God. We repent right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, for your keeping care. We thank you, Lord. We ask you for wisdom as we begin this Bible study, Lord God. We ask you that you would reveal yourself in your word right now, Lord God. Reveal who you are. Reveal everything about you, Lord God. Reveal it. Give us nuggets, Lord God, that we can use every day, Father God, as we walk away from this Bible study this evening. Give us something that we can use at work and at school, Lord God, and with our families that we can take away, Father God. Give us something to share with our coworkers, Father God, to share with those around us, Lord God. Use us as vessels of honor as we go forth from this place, Father God. And, Lord, allow that things that go forth in this lesson will reverberate around the world, Lord God, that chains would be broken and yokes would be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Amen. And tonight, one of the things that I've been feeling is just God's grace is just so beautiful. His grace is just so, so awesome. Where would we be without His grace? Amen.
Where would I be if not for your grace carrying me in every season? Where would I be if not for your grace? You came to my rescue, and I want to thank you for river.
Oh, I encourage you, think about it tonight. Where would I be?
Grace and restore. Grace and restore.
tonight we just thank God for his grace. Amen. We just thank God for his never-ending, always there, unconditional grace, even when we don't deserve it. Amen. So with that being said, we have several people on the line. Pastor Gilliam, are you here? Hello? Amen. Well, tonight our topic is prayer. Excuse me. Tonight our topic is prayer. Pastor Buford, are you on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Is there anyone on the line tonight?
Amen. We're here.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you.
We're here.
We ended on mute, but we heard everything.
Amen. Praise God. Okay. Well, our teacher for tonight isn't online yet, but that's okay. We can go ahead and get started. In Matthew, the book of Matthew, we are talking about prayer tonight. And in the book of Matthew, Jesus gave us an outline. They call it the Lord's Prayer. But technically, we really should call it the Apostles' Prayer because he was teaching them how to pray. Jesus already knew what he was doing. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus already knew what he was doing, and it was a matter of him trying to teach them how to pray.
Amen.
Let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about trying to teach somebody how to pray. Jesus recognized that they didn't know what they were doing. And Pastor Kelly, I think you touched on this. You've been touching on that for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
About learning the different types of prayer and learning how to pray. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I want to kind of throw something out there. Since we've been talking about how to pray for the past several weeks, question. One thing, this is, I believe that we need to teach our children. I believe that we need to teach our children in order to equip them and prepare them to properly do what they need to do as far as prayer is concerned. And
yeah.
That's one of my big beliefs. As a matter of fact, when it comes to children's church, that's one of the things that I truly believe that we need to take that opportunity to actively prepare our children in spiritual warfare because they are fighting and battling every day. School is not like it used to be when we were in it. It is
definitely
a warfare. And so let's throw that out there. How do we teach young people to pray? How do we teach them spiritual warfare and how to get in there and dig in and pray and seek the Lord's face?
Amen. You know, I believe the Bible, the Word of God says to train up a child the way they should go and get old, they won't depart from it. You know, a lot of times kids imitate what they see in church, you know, and a lot of times from my experience, I'm just going to use my experience, you know, from, you know, coming, this is back in the early days when I was young, going to church and say for instance, if you're in a holiness church or something and, you know, holiness more of a charismatic and they got a lot going on. I'm not going to just say no is, but you know what I mean.
Right.
And so
right.
What happens is that they imitate, but they really have no clear understanding.
Right.
And so we have to lead by example. And then the only way for us to really lead by example, we have to have an understanding of prayer ourselves and knowing how to pray in order for them to see how we pray in order to know how they should pray and knowing that they are praying to God and take it seriously. You know,
amen.
And knowing what to ask for. We all remember the prayer, now I'm going to lay me down to sleep. Let me see, what is it? Now I'm going to lay me down to sleep.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
That was
a
regular prayer for kids.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
And if I sit down before I wake, I will take my soul.
Uh-huh. I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, that was just a prayer.
Right.
But yet, they didn't really understand that prayer. I didn't understand that prayer.
Yeah.
All I knew was for the Lord to watch over me and keep me and take my soul, but I had no definition of it.
Amen.
I never knew what it meant, you know.
I think that the children understand when you pray, you're having a conversation with God. You're building
Amen.
Your relationship. Because what they'll do is they'll emulate what they see, like David said. That doesn't mean that there's intent and feeling behind it. But if you teach
mm-hmm.
them to have a conversation, this is your 10 minutes that you sit and talk to God about your day and ask for forgiveness if you weren't doing something that you felt you shouldn't have been doing. You know, you teach them about
yes.
the relationship.
Right.
And as they
right.
grow, as they grow and mature, their prayer will grow and mature.
Amen. I think that's an excellent description of what we should be doing. Amen. And y'all, we all keep saying the same thing. And Kelly, both of you all said the same thing about children emulate what they see. They emulate
that's
what
right.
they see. And that is very key to everything that we do in church. I remember when I first got saved, I was grown by the time I got saved, but I had been in church all my life. And when I got saved, I was in a denominational church. And after about a year or two, they put me over the youth ministry for the district. The more I talked to children outside of our church, it wasn't necessarily the children in our church because we were doing something different. But the children in these other churches, they started telling me different things. And many of them made the same comments. I can't wait till I get grown and get out of here.
Yeah, that's right.
And they kept saying stuff like, and they would tell me this stuff, and I felt bad. You know, I really did feel bad because I'm sitting there like, wow. They say, you know, my mother is such a hypocrite. They would make comments like that. You know,
yeah.
She just finished cussing in the car, and she and the choir stand about to fall out. And I just look at it and roll my eyes. And I'm sitting there
yeah.
like, man. You know, and I guess they felt like they could talk to me. I was like in my late 20s, early 30s. And they just would tell me stuff. And then they say, yeah, and pastor be coming over our house late in the evening. Oops.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, I'm sorry?
The kids, they see all and they tell all.
They do. And the kids will be telling me stuff. And they'd be like, and after church, they sit there and they talk about Sister so-and-so and they say such and they say this. And I just sit back and I'm just like, Lord, have mercy. Because these parents obviously don't realize that they are running their children away from the house of God.
Yeah.
They might make them go every Sunday. 18 is the magic number. As soon as they hit it, they gone.
That's right. Amen. And you know, also, you know, in reference to teaching them how to pray, you know, I believe that once they get to the point where they have actually accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they get understanding of the Word, because, you know, that's really important to understand what the Word is saying, you know, in order for them to know the difference between right and wrong. Not just saying that they don't know the difference between right and wrong, because we don't have a conscience and a guilt. There's some things
right.
we do, we just know it's not right. You know, we just know it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Our spirit convicts us, you know, in that area, you know. But, you know, them having a clear understanding on what they should pray for and how they should pray, and knowing that God hears their prayers and he will answer their prayers, you know, and the same as we should believe and that God's going to answer our prayer based on what our petition is to him. You know?
Right.
And
right.
that's what I believe they should be taught. And as they get older, they'll get more mature when it comes down to how they pray, you know, and what they expect from their prayer, you know. And I believe that comes along with, you know, them being nourished. The more they're nourished by the Word, the more understanding they'll get, and the more faith will be in them to trust God as they pray because they know why they are praying.
Amen. Amen. I'm totally in agreement. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
It's also like you said about children. They see us as hypocrites sometimes. You see their parents or whoever as hypocrites. Mm-hmm. It's also the babes in Christ, not just the young people, but
that's
the babes
right.
in Christ.
Amen.
You know, when they don't see you walk in the walk, they hear you say things. They
mm-hmm.
see you. They hear and see you play in church, but not living.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know?
Amen. And that's why it's so crucial for us to walk like we're supposed to. And I've given my children permission to check me.
Mm-hmm.
If you see me doing something or you hear me saying something, come to me and say, Mama, I don't understand why you did that. I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, talk to me. I don't ever want them to be in a place where they feel like they can't tell me. They can't tell me what they see and ask me why. Because I could be the stumbling block, and I don't ever want to be a stumbling block to nobody, but especially in my house, because that's the first place I'm called. Yeah, I might be pastor, so-and-so, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, the first place that God called me was to the ones I birthed.
Yes.
And that's my
Amen.
Charge to keep. Amen. And I think sometimes and sometimes, especially with PKs, they have a rough time.
Yeah.
And that people have such an expectation that they place on PKs. It's like they expect them to come out the womb knowing the Bible. And
Amen.
They didn't sign up for this.
Nope,
this was
right.
not
that's
their calling. They didn't sign
right.
up for this. And it's hard on them. And honestly, sometimes I tell mine, you ain't got to go today.
That's
you know,
right.
take a break. Because
right.
they this is not their calling. And
that's
I don't
right.
ever want them to feel like, and I ask my, I try to do it whenever I think about it. But it's like, do you feel pressure at church? Sometimes they'll tell me yes, and I'm like, I'm not pressuring you. Don't let anybody else pressure you. We're not pressuring you. We're not putting any pressure on you. And don't let nobody else put no pressure on you, because they ain't got no heaven or hell to put you in.
Right. Amen. Amen.
So I think we need to really encourage our kids and encourage them and empower them to
That's right.
recognize that they don't have to be what everybody else wants them to be. Just be who God called you to be. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
That's right. Amen. And, you know, as you were saying that, you know, I was reading in the scripture, in the scripture in the book of Mark, it was Jesus was talking to his disciples when some of the mothers were bringing the children of Jesus, and the disciples is trying to shoo
uh-huh.
them away. And Jesus
yep.
told them not to bother them. Jesus, in other
right.
words, was saying not to shoo them away and not to bother them, but he was telling them, you know, that basically let the children come to me, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as they.
That's
Don't
right.
send them away. You know, and say, I tell you as seriously as I know how, that anyone who refused to come to God as a little child would never be allowed into the kingdom. So Jesus had a place in his heart for the little kids. You know, even in a time when he actually, you know, set the little kids amongst him, you know, and began, you know, then to take them in his arms, you know, and he welcomed them, and he still used that, saying, as you welcome the little kids, you welcome me, and as you welcome me, you welcome my Father, you know.
Amen.
So, you know, Jesus had a place in his heart for little kids, and so that's why I believe that, you know, we have to be careful when it comes down to how we deal with kids in the kingdom of God, and not just kind of like push them away or put them in a position where they can't learn as well.
Amen.
Right.
And I think it's important that I think it's important that we give kids the opportunity to choose the Lord. Like you said earlier, when we train them up in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. And it's not so much that we force God on them, but we train them up in the admonition and the love and fear of the Lord. As the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, beginning of knowledge. You know, and if we can train our kids up at an early age about prayer, because the Lord said, man, I have to always pray and not faint. Teach them not only the Lord's prayer, but then the question was asked, how do we teach them how to pray in warfare? Well, I think that depends on us explaining to our children that there is another force in the universe that's not God. That's an evil force in the world also. And a matter of fact, I think one way we can do it is take them back to the book of Genesis and show them about the serpent in the garden, how he beguiled them or tricked them. And as a result of them being tricked by the enemy, all the evil came upon the world. And show them that this is the spirit we have to pray against, you know, and show them how they can really talk to God like they're talking to us, you know, as if he's standing right there because he is.
Amen.
Give them a mindset to understand that the Lord hears them, the Lord sees them, and the Lord is concerned about them, you know, and that no prayer is too big or too small to get God's attention.
And you know what? One thing that I want to say, you said that you were saying that we have to teach them that, you know, that the spiritual forces are real. I submit to you that a lot of these kids already know that. They already know that spiritual forces are real. They know that demons are real. That's why a lot of our kids are tipping to the dark side, because they see more power coming from the other side than they do in the dead churches that they belong to. They're seeing, they seeing power, but they ain't seeing it in the house of God.
Right. That's right. That's true. You know, and I just believe that when they go through that experience, you know, it still puts them in a place where they learn to make a decision of knowing the difference between what's right and what's wrong. You know, I believe when I was coming up in school, and even now they still use the word peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Peer pressure is something that always kind of steer you in a negative or to the left. But when you are trying to resist that peer pressure, then you're trying to stay on what is right, because you know that your conscience is telling you that that's not right, because in order for you to be able to get along or be with someone, then you're trying to steer it into a position of peer pressure to the left. You know, and I believe that's how they pick up on the difference of knowing their different forces.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, you kind of went out on me. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the last part of what you said. You kind of went out.
Yeah, I said that what happens also is that, you know, by them being put in a position to pick and choose when it comes down to peer pressure, you know,
right.
Allows them to see the difference between right and wrong, because peer pressure kind of pulls you towards the left. It pulls you towards the left to be a part of something that they already know that if they are part of that, then they're considered, you know, in the clique. But yet it's something that is popular, but yet it's a negative. And I believe that gives them also an ideal sense of knowing that it's not right, but it's better to be on this side than it is to be on that side, because I'll become more popular and I'll be accepted more. You know, that's a perfect illustration when it comes down to kids picking and choosing between what's right and what's wrong. And I'm even backing up a little bit more. You know, if you was a geek or considered a square, you know, back in the day, you know, then you really wasn't down with, you know, those that was more on the popular side, you know,
right.
And yet they was well learned, you know, because they stuck to on the path of what was right in order to continue to learn, you know, and elevate themselves versus being in the position where you're on that road of just doing anything.
Well, right. If you think about it, those who will, I'll say, go to the dark side, you know, and who will actually, you know, how they have, what do they call them now, where they wear all that dark stuff?
Goth.
Those are typically your kids, the goth, yeah. Those are typically
mm-hmm.
your kids who are on the fringes anyway.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, just reiterating what David said, they're looking to belong. And
right.
So if you think about it, when you have your parents are involved in church and they get you involved and you're involved in some sort of youth activities or something, then you're not tempted by that. You know, 9 out of 10 times, you're not already on the fringes.
Well, that's true. But now some of them have propensities to,
mm-hmm.
to go in that direction. You know, I remember when I used to teach in you know what, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all don't mind, I want to kind of preempt what we're talking about. Not that it's not important, but we got a sister on the line that needs prayer. And she needs mm-hmm. us to really go in for her. Sister Lorene, are you here?
Yeah.
Okay, Sister Lorene is really going tough right now, and she really needs us to just go in and be in prayer with her. She's had a rough couple of days. And
Amen.
We
pray then.
Yeah, please.
What's her name again?
Sister Lorene.
Lorene.
Yes, Lorene.
Amen. Father God, we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we come against every attack of the enemy against Lorene right now. We pray for comfort and peace in our life right now, God. We know that you are the author of peace and not the author of confusion. Father God, now you said the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous as well as blessed. Now, God, we call down heaven right now, God, to come to us by your child, Father. You saw even the scribes and Pharisees, if they were evil and they could do good things for their children, how much more could you do? Yours, God. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our life right now. God, we declare you shall make every crooked path straight, Father. You shall, oh God, elevate everybody from the valley to the mountaintop, Father, in our life, in the name of Jesus. Every problem, God, we dissolve it right now by the word of God. And God, your word declares you should keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on you, and that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. We come against every attack of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every assignment. We counsel every effort, every attempt of the devil. We plead the blood of Jesus right now. We, oh God, we stand firm with the whole arm of God on right now, God. Bless our minds, Father, that you will have peace right now with you in the name of Jesus. God, we need your peace that passes all understanding right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We call that name Jesus. Hallelujah. The only name given under heaven by which men might be saved is the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, demons have to flee. At the name of Jesus, chains have to be broken. At the name of Jesus, yokes have to fall off. At the name of Jesus, amen. Tears have to be dried up. At the name of Jesus, every death can be counseled. At the name of Jesus, every sickness must be healed. At the name of Jesus, trouble has to go away. At the name of Jesus, confusion gives way to order. At the name of Jesus, heartache turns to joy. At the name of Jesus, God, we call that name Jesus right now, that you will wrap her up in your arms, Father. Oh, God, come up by your grace and your river right now in the name of Jesus. God, where there's noise and arguments and chaos, God, bring peace to the household right now, Father. Where there's lack, God, where there's lack of finance, lack of money, lack of resources, God, we want you to bring abundance right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, we declare right now that this shall come to pass. Oh, God, that this shall make a way in the name of Jesus right now. Now, God, we call your name right now, Father. We trust you. We believe in you, God. We have faith in your word right now that you can do everything but fail.
The word declares that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Even this too shall come to pass. Oh, Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you release your healing anointing right now. You release your glory right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. We need a word from heaven right now, God. Hallelujah, God. We don't know the depth of the situation, God, but we know where the answer is found. And the answer is in Jesus. Oh, God, you answer all things right now, Father. Hallelujah, God. You can stand on nothing and reach into nowhere. And God, beside you, there is no other. You are God all by yourself. And beside you, there is no other. Oh, God, you shall prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies.
Yes,
hallelujah. Anoint her head with oil, God, so that our cup will run over. And then, God, we pray right now, God, that let goodness and mercy follow her all the days of her life. Right now, God, we speak to the curse. We reverse the curse right now in the name of Jesus. Every blood-borne curse, every bloodline curse, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every spirit of witchcraft, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Every bad word spoken against you, every curse spoken over your life, we break it right now. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you say, well, there will be found on earth shall be found in heaven, and we bind right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every spirit of bad luck, God, and bad things happening, God, we rebuke and bind it right now in the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah. God, we speak liberty, we speak freedom, we speak relief, oh, God, from every, oh, God, from every bloodline curse, we break it right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak favor over her life right
now,
God.
In the name of Jesus.
We speak supernatural peace, supernatural favor right now. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her life right now. Hallelujah. Every bad word spoken shall be silenced right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we cancel the assignment, and we cancel the voice of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. The word asks, whose report shall we believe? We shall believe,
the
report of the Lord, because he made you the head and not the tail of the rain.
Yes.
He made you the lender and not the borrower of the rain. He made you above and not beneath the rain. We shall believe the report of the Lord right now in the name of Jesus.
We speak
reverse right now. Everything that was thrown from you by the enemy. We speak restoration right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We speak restoration right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name
release it back to her right now, God. Everything the world has taken, world has stolen, release it back to her right now, God. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we thank you right now, Father. We know you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or even imagine according to the power of the Holy Ghost that works in us. Oh, God, we pray right now, God, that you would establish a hedge of protection around her, God. Be a fence around her right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every fiery daughter of the wicked, we quench right now by the word of God, by the chill of faith. We quench right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, be a fence around her right now, Lord, from this moment forth, God. Be a fence around her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, cover her right now from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Cover her right now, God. With your arms of protection. Release your angels, God. Your ministering angels right now, God. Your word declares that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life.
Yes, God.
And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So right now, Father, we pray that goodness and mercy follow her right now, all the days of her life.
Yes, God. Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Let goodness and mercy follow her right now, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God. We balance.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. We release goodness and mercy upon your life right now, sister. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. We release goodness and mercy right now over
goodness
your life, sister, right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We declare right now the door shall open for you right now for favor in your life to turn this situation around for you right now in the name of
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
Favor. We declare favor upon your life right now to turn this situation around for you right now. No more tears and worry. We speak goodness and mercy over your life right now. We speak your Lord being a fence around you right now. We speak the protection around you right now that the enemy can't get in. He can't breach it. Why? Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said that you're in the palm of his hand and not even the gate of hell can prevail against you. This weeping might endure for a night, but your joy must come in the morning, said the word of God. Weeping might endure for the night, but your joy has to come in the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
So wherever
yes.
you're staying right now, need to go to that house and speak the word of Jesus in the house and declare, take authority in that house right now where you're living. Amen. Go in the house and speak into the atmosphere. Hallelujah.
Take authority.
So we overcome with the word of our testimony. And your
That's
testimony
right.
must be how good God is to you and that you believe that the word of God is true and is sharper than any two-edged sword. And wherever you're living right now, to go into that house and speak into the atmosphere. Amen. That this house, amen, is dedicated to the power of God, to the Holy Ghost, to the glory of God. And
yes,
right now, as you speak that word, amen, it's going to be a shift in your environment. Your environment has to change, and you got to change it by taking authority. There's power inside you by the word of God. And you got to speak and take authority right now in the name of Jesus. You got
amen.
To speak it, and you got to release it in the atmosphere. You got to release
yes.
it in the atmosphere. Amen. Take authority,
amen.
And you got to release the word of power in your atmosphere. Amen. Amen. If you don't
amen.
Do it, it's going to stay the same. You got to get up and take authority over the environment in that situation and speak the power of Jesus and
amen.
Declare, amen, that you have quarantined that location for Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That you have gone in and you've taken authority in that house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to go and speak authority right now. You got to speak authority. You got to take authority. And the power is inside you by the Holy Ghost. You got to go
Hallelujah.
In that place and take authority and speak the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this,
yes,
place, and this room is dedicated, this house. As a matter of fact, that whole house, by your word, you must dedicate that whole house to the power of God, to the Holy Ghost. And it's going to drive
yes.
everything that's unlike God out that place. You go
amen.
In there and take authority and take your peace back in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God, for working it out, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You're amazing. You are amazing, Lord God.
Yes, you are, Lord. Yes, you are, Lord. Yes, you are, Lord. Yes, you are, Lord. Yes, you are, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank y'all
Hallelujah.
I really thank y'all for praying for me. Thank you.
This is why we're here. This is why we're here.
That's right.
That's what we told you last week. The rest of it, the
yeah.
studying, that's great. We need to study. Learning the word of God is awesome. That's what we need to do. But praying is the foundation of everything. That's what we do for each other. That's why we're here. Don't ever feel like you're going to interrupt anything, or don't ever feel like we don't have time to pray for you. We will stop everything and pray. That's what we're supposed to do.
Amen. Yes,
oh,
Lord.
My bride
yes.
is here. I'm about to go to a Stanford hospital, but I'm going to call y'all tomorrow when it's, I know how everything goes. I just, I'm going
well,
to ride to the hospital. Okay, I'll text you when I get out the hospital.
Well, text me as you're going. Text me and tell me what's going on, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
We love you, sister. We're with you, okay?
Okay.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So we believe in the power of prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
We stand
we just believe
on.
That, you know, whatever sister's going through, we just trust God that, you know, God has already fixed that situation.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, as she continues to trust God and stand on his word and not be distracted by those things that keep trying to hinder her, Mm-hmm. You know, we believe that God has already given her the victory.
Amen.
You know, so thank God for the opportunity to encourage her, because, you know, we're in a position, you know, to, it's not about us.
It's not about us.
It's not about us, and this is what it's really all about, you know, reaching out to others and, you know, having a heart for their souls and just trusting God in their life at this moment, at this time, because there are a lot of people out there that just don't know which way to turn. You know, they don't know, they don't have no power in their life. And so when they, you know, put themselves in a position to be around and hear someone that they know that the Spirit, that the Spirit is leading them towards, then it makes a big difference in their life, and it can change their life forever, because we're just doing what we're supposed to do, but we letting God do what he do after we do what we do. You know?
Amen.
So God is using us at this moment, you know.
Amen.
So I'm thankful. I'm thankful.
Amen.
It's good when so many people don't know that they actually do have the power, and this is when we stand in the gap for them.
Yeah.
Until they come to know that they do have the power.
Amen. Yeah. And you know, as between last week and this week and what we've been talking about for weeks, this is going to end up probably being a prayer line.
Amen. But that's what it's supposed to be. That's what we're
Amen.
Supposed to be doing. The house of God. He said, my house is a house of prayer.
Prayer.
That's what we're
Amen.
Supposed to be doing. Prayer is the foundation. Prayer is the undergirding. And unfortunately, the reason that the body of Christ doesn't have power is because we ain't praying. We're so busy
mm-hmm.
coming to function. And I saw
mm-hmm.
a meme that made so much sense. It was talking about how when you have a function, they had two different pictures. When you have a function, a celebration or something, excuse me, you can't get a seat in the building. But when you have prayer,
mm-hmm.
You only have 5 or 6 people show up.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But prayer is what fuels everything else. If it ain't no prayer,
Amen.
It ain't no power.
That's right.
Amen. That's true.
And that is why we must go back to the foundations of prayer. We have got to go
Amen.
Back to the foundation. As my husband always says, go back to the old landmarks. What got our ancestors through? Why
mm-hmm.
is it that now it's so different that we ain't got mm-hmm. to pray? Our ancestors had
right.
to pray. Every generation
right.
has had to pray to get over. Oh, now we so good, we so great, we so awesome, we ain't got to pray. Jesus prayed. Jesus spent most of
yeah.
his time praying. Oh, so
Amen.
We better than Jesus, we ain't got to pray?
Amen. You know, praying, what I'm learning through this now, is praying is like a spiritual, building up our spiritual immune system.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. So we,
yes,
so
that's
we can
good.
To, yeah, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we can be able to, you know, fight those things that try to come in, you know, and try to destroy us from a spiritual perspective. Because if we can be destroyed spiritually, then we're no good physically, you know. So
exactly.
that's what prayer does. It builds up our spiritual immune system. But we can be able to take on these things, you know, because
Amen.
The more we pray, the more our spiritual immune system is built up.
Amen.
I call them spiritual free radicals.
That's good. That's good. But you know what?
Right.
I want to throw this out there. One thing that we must do, two things that we must do, as
mm-hmm.
especially as leaders in this ministry, we've got to pray for each other.
Yes,
we
Amen.
Have to make sure that is a regular occurrence, that we must pray
yes.
for each other. And as the leader
yes.
of this ministry, I'm really asking that you keep Pastor and I lifted up, because
mm-hmm.
yep. the Bible says that the enemy comes to strike the shepherd, so the sheep be scattered.
That's right.
So the pastors need to be covered, but the entire leadership team needs to be covered. And then in situations like this, when breakthroughs start happening, just like what
mm-hmm.
Pastor Kelly, what you were talking about the other day, all the different breakthroughs as they start coming through, we have to make sure that we come against the counterattack. I had one of my mentors used to tell me a long time ago, she said, baby, that serpent got a tail. and he comes from the backside at you. We have to recognize that we have to come, we have to pray against the counterattack. When breakthrough
right.
comes and God, the blessings are flowing and all the awesome things are happening,
yeah.
we cannot get comfortable and we cannot get complacent. Yeah.
We can't fall off.
Amen.
We can't
we have
fall
to
off.
Stay praying. Yeah.
Exactly.
Got to stay praying.
Amen.
Praying for each other. And
Amen.
I think as we grow as a church and also in our homes, you know,
yes.
that's how we undergird our family.
Yeah.
You know, the children learn it and pick it up. It will become part of our routine, part of our habit.
Yes. Yes. And that's part of how our children learn to pray. That's part of how they learn to pray. When my son went off to college, when we moved here and he stayed in Alabama, that's one of the reasons I didn't want him to stay there. I wanted him to come with us. But that was one of the reasons I wasn't afraid. I wasn't concerned because
mm-hmm.
I know that from a young age, we had him reading scriptures. We had him memorizing scriptures when he was a baby.
Yeah.
We prayed with him constantly. We prayed with all our kids constantly. So we knew they had a relationship with Christ. Now, what they do with that relationship at this point, that's on them. But we know we did what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
We took them to the throne. We taught them how to pray. We taught them about spiritual warfare. We taught them about binding. And loosen and
yes,
speaking the word and confessions, and we taught them the foundation. So now at this age, technically, you know, in the spiritual realm, they grown in the spirit. They
yes,
in the
sir.
Spiritual realm, they're adults. They know how to bind and loose. They know how to pray better than me sometimes. They can pray,
right.
they can speak the word. And they
Amen.
Have to be able to do it because I'm not with them.
That's
they
right.
got to be able to lean on Christ by themselves. They cannot
That's
get
right.
in on my coattail, their daddy's coattail,
mm-hmm.
and nobody else's. They got to do this to walk on their own.
Amen. You know,
yeah. no,
that's good because they learn how to call on the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Because you know something else, they got little graves and big graves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to learn on, matter of fact, when we were, and I've got to go back to doing this, we used to have nighttime prayer
mm-hmm.
every night. And now that they've had more homework, you know, I try to be conscious of time, and I haven't been getting back into it like I need to. But I need to now more than ever. And I would always remind them, you know, there is a time that when living for Christ is going to be a crime. And you might have to give up your life. Are you ready?
That's
and that's
right.
a question we need to ask ourselves daily because anything can happen and you never know. But are you ready? That's something we need to think about. We need to be conscious of that. You know, I remember
mm-hmm.
I read a story once where I think it was in China, one of the underground churches, and they were in there and they were worshiping, and the military burst in the door, and it was about five or six of them burst in the door with their guns drawn, and they were like, "How many of you are Christians? How many of you are Christians?" And the people were terrified. If you are not a Christian, you get to leave. If you are a Christian, you stay. And they were pointing their guns at them. And about half the people slipped out. About half the people slipped out the door. And the other ones turned around and faced them. Said, "We are Christians. We believe in Jesus Christ."
That's right.
And
Amen.
They closed the door. And they put their guns down. And they said, "We came to worship with you. We had to make sure."
Oh, wow. Mm. Good God. Praise God.
I'm just saying what they did at Columbine, only they actually shot them.
Yeah,
yep.
At Columbine,
sure
the very first girl,
mm-hmm.
Rachel Joy, I think her name was Rachel Joy, they asked her
mm-hmm.
if she was a Christian, and she said she was, and they killed her.
Lord have mercy.
So again, this is not far fetched at all. This is something that that's why I was talking about teaching our kids to pray, teaching our kids spiritual warfare, teaching our children, you know, Jesus, he is stronger than the devil. Actually, teaching, they can tap into the power of God faster sometimes than we can. God
That's right.
Answers their prayers. We have to teach them how. We have to teach them how.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor, you got anything you wanna add to this?
Just that the program is always subject to change.
Amen.
I know we started the Bible study, but you know, sometimes when the requirements change, we just flow with the Spirit. So
Hallelujah.
It's awesome knowing that we have to be agile and flexible when we're doing kingdom business at a moment's notice. Now, this is what the Bible says: be instant, in season, out of season. You never know when you're gonna be called on to do something. And change things or change gears and shift gears or whatever. So it's good to know that even though we came out to have Bible study, that there was a greater need tonight for prayer, you know, and we were able to fulfill that need for somebody to bless them. So, you know,
thank
God that we're in tune to the Spirit and that we can all pray and come together and agree at a moment's notice.
Yes.
So,
amen.
Right, man, kudos.
Amen. I thank God for all y'all. Just being able to hold and move. Go ahead, Pastor. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, that's why we have to always, as the pastor was saying, be ready. You know,
amen.
We have, being part of being ready is being in our right mind and being prepared to allow the Holy Spirit to move through us at any given time and any situation. We can't be stuck on a bunch of craziness going on within ourselves when we need to allow the Bible says, what they know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. And so we have to know that we have to be ready for the anointing power to work through us in order for God's plan to go forth, because it's not us, it's God working through us. You know,
amen.
And it makes more of all the difference. You know, that's why we have to stay prayed up. We have to be prayerful minded. You know, even when we at work on our jobs, we can't allow ourselves to be distracted by crazy conversations and things that's irrelevant. You know, especially if we are to be vessels. We are chosen vessels. You
that's
know,
right.
So everything, we need to acknowledge that there's purpose in us every hour of the day for God to use us in one way or another to reach someone else. You know, because he wants the gospel to go forth. You know, and we can only be ready if we're tuned in and have our mind in a prayerful state where we're allowing God to, the Spirit of God to just move in us at that time. You know, because you never know. So God may have you to give someone a tract, you know, and or just be prepared to give someone a tract, anything, or a self-encouraging word. You know, God may have you to give somebody $20 or whatever. You just never know. You never know what God knows someone else is going through, that he used us at that moment that may seem out of the blue, but yet we did it. And the reason why we did it, because God used us at that moment, at that time.
Yes. Have y'all seen this movie called Do You Believe?
I haven't seen it.
I don't think we've seen that one.
You need to watch that. That movie, basically everything you just said played out in this movie.
Amen. Is that another one of Cameron's movies?
It all started out with one man walking down the street carrying a cross.
Lord have mercy.
And he challenged somebody. And he said, do you believe in the cross of Christ? And the guy was a pastor, and he said, I'm a pastor. Of course, I believe that. I didn't ask you all that. I asked you, do you believe in the cross of Christ? And he challenged this man's faith. And from that conversation, you see the change of marriages, relationships, lives. Mm-hmm. You see lives transformed just because of that 2-minute conversation.
Hmm. Amen.
That changed a whole church. It changed a whole church.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, that's funny that you said that, because I was thinking how crazy would it be if I got a big sign and I stood out on 610 and that sign read, "Repent for the remission of your sins. You know, be baptized." You know, I thought about that. People look at that and think it's real crazy, but that's the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. That's the Word of God.
And when the Word of God says that, then it's going to go out and accomplish that, whatever it intent is. In other words, it says, "My word will not return to me void." But
nope. That's
just God's word. There is no, like the pastor said, there is no gimmicks behind it. It's just the word. And if a person would receive it just for what it says, that's how they come to the Lord.
There is just a man that stands outside the Lincoln Memorial every Saturday for about 4 to 6 hours a day, and he preaches. Standing outside of the Lincoln Memorial, and he brings, I think, his son and his daughter. They drive from Baltimore, and they come every Saturday. He said he's been doing it, I forgot, a year, 2 years, something like that. And he comes and he preaches, and they pass our tracks every single Saturday for several years.
Wow.
He's been doing it for several hours. At home in Mobile, you remember the people with the van, baby? The van that has Jesus, Jesus is alive and repent, and they would stop, they would have their van set up on corners, and they would preach with them amplifier. Every time I saw them every day, they'd be out there preaching. You don't need a church to preach. You don't need a pulpit to preach from. Jesus just called us to go.
Yeah.
He just told us to
go. Amen.
Pastor?
Well, I tell you what, man. I love everybody. God bless y'all. It's been an awesome night tonight.
Amen.
And, being prepared to do what was necessary, you know, and this is what ministry is all about. So
I thank
God for that. Thank God for having the best leadership team in the world and the best church in the world. Amen.
Amen.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word tonight.
Yes, Lord.
For the opportunity to serve you, to serve others by virtue of ministry. We pray, God, that the word and the prayer that went forth tonight will bless those it's intended to bless. And we just repent for our sins before you, God, and ask you to give us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you doing it when you're taking us right now. We thank
you
for the vision, Father, for ministry.
Yes,
and God,
Lord,
for the manifestation of that same vision. God, we give you praise, honor, and glory. We worship you right now. And we thank you, Father.
Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Love y'all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.